Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
Hello there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. What's happening, guys? An earful in the Emerald City. You guys are listening to us right now. I'm here. It's Mr. Aaron Burke, Slim himself, right across from my man, Mr. Marcus, the Nettas himself
It's just Twitter, spiral_infinity.
Speaking of infinity, that doesn't exist in real life, and we are actually less than 24 hours away, way less than that while we're recording this, from the most
New World Order
insufferable election of our time, you guys.
No, it's New World Order.
Well, yeah, it's on the brink of it, but I mean, you know, and I hate to overhype this thing, but I've spoken to people who are much older than myself.
Yeah.
And even they say that this is the most contentious election they've seen by far.
Contentious. They had to
I've been using a dictionary recently. It's my new thing.
I thought you had a new, like, word of the day.
It's kind of sort of that policy, yeah, but I'm trying to sound smart.
I hope it's an app.
It's crazy though, you guys. We wanted to get something out to you guys. You know, I love the predictions. Okay,
yeah,
I love calling things before they happen.
Yeah,
again, you get.
I think Hillary's gonna win.
I think let's just get into this right now because I mean this is where it was gonna go. You know, we're talking election, but
yeah.
I think you're right. I think and you want to know why I think though?
Yes, actually, because
this is my white barometer.
One of
the very white things, even though I'm not a rich white guy.
Yeah.
I still like to use some rich white guy barometers to things just to make myself feel
I'm glad it still functions.
A little more worthy than I am.
Yeah.
But coming into today, the stock market was on the S&P 500 was on a 9-day losing streak. Okay. Longest since 1980.
Okay.
10-day streak.
Yeah.
They would have lost today, would have been the longest since 1962 and would have tied the longest ever. So, what happened today, basically the way I looked at it is if we came into today and the stock market lost money today.
Yeah.
Trump was going to win. Trump was going to be a surprise win. There was going to be a drop on the day of the election as well because they saw he was going to be a surprise win, and the market would have had its longest losing streak in a row.
If he'd have gotten in?
I'm saying if the market would have been down today, it would have been because he was going to win. But unfortunately, the market today, well, you know, unfortunately, however you're going to look at it. But
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hold on. I'm going to typo on it here. The market today, there was the news that came out, FBI, they're not going to do anything to Clinton.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was good for the market. So the market popped huge today. So it was up like 2% across the board.
Huge.
Whatever. Huge. Okay. Huge. Across the board, it was up. So snapped a losing streak. And in my opinion, it shows that Hillary's going to win. You know, because the market was like, oh, all right, you know, it's going to be pay to play as usual. So, all right, we're good. We're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, guys. We're good.
You went financial market with the assumption. No, I just went with
it. The money never fucks up, man. The money always gets it right. That's my theory.
The money?
Mm-hmm. And that's what the stock market is, man. It's a crazy algorithm that's going on there that only a few people really, truly understand. But there's something more.
There's nothing to understand. They just make it up.
That's true. That's true. But they use some real shit though when they're making it all up, Marcus. You know, it's based on true stories.
I like her. I'm gonna make that place cost more money than that place.
Well, everybody at Goldman Sachs knows her. They're like, okay, she's in. Bye, everything.
Oh, we're safe. We're good.
It's going. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Things are gonna be same as usual. You know.
I was telling people the status. I mean, you know, for most of America's time frame as a nation on Earth, we've always been at war. So I feel like we're in need of a good little march. And I still, I really am now sticking to going south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think if you can find the right place in Mexico.
I feel like she's got a good little, I feel like that needs to be the new state, you know? We're talking about Puerto Rico. People are now getting to say, like, Puerto Rico can't vote. And Trump's telling people to vote twice, and then Hillary or Obama's like, yeah, legals, go ahead and you vote. So I was like, oh, great. So everyone's like, God,
that was great.
I was like, so everyone's like, oh, great. Fuck it. Like, I was like, oh.
Turned into a free-for-all.
But then the Puerto Ricans can't vote for the president at all, but we can still send them to wars. And I'm like, so people are talking about adding another state, and then they're like, oh, it's going to be make it a prime number so we can't be divisible, like undivisible under God. So, like, make it 53. So then I'm like, we're going to get the last two states to fill in the last two spots. And, you know, some people are like, split California into two and Texas and stuff. I'm like, well, Texas is doing fine. Leave Texas alone. California sucks, so I get you splitting it up. Yeah. And I was like, just march south and take Mexico and make that the 53rd state. You know, like,
seriously.
And I feel like, you know, the person who can do that, Hillary, she totally...
That's true. She wants open borders.
You know, she's our best chance at being like, yeah, we're letting everybody in because we're going to take them over anyway. So
maybe, too, if we made the wall on the bottom of Mexico, maybe it'd be
way cheaper.
A lot smaller project.
Yeah, way cheaper. If we did the Panama Canal, we could totally just be like, all right, last time we cut the two continents apart, what we're going to do here is just put a wall between it.
God, we could get that probably under budget and under schedule.
And cheap labor.
Yeah, that's true.
The new, like, you're going to be new Americans.
It's like, oh, you don't want to live in that country where the bunch of people are shooting each other?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll pay you, you know, $3 an hour.
We're going to have drones covering this border of new Southern America. I feel like that's our best shot. We need to just embrace the Hillary.
We have to at this point.
Well, see, here's why I'm surprised you're saying, like, you pretty... the polls, it's weird seeing both timelines of different sides of news where the Trump one's like, he's up by the same number where if you go to the CNN or whatever, it's the same number for Hillary. And you're like, how are you guys both giving me both who's...
There's too many polls.
It's too many.
And you can't take any of them seriously, unfortunately, because there is too many polls.
Yeah, I mean, if they were just going, like, if they would source it saying this state's, the place of this state's giving us the numbers, fine. But for them to just be like, this is all the numbers put together, like, from who?
How about we just look back from the last election and we say what pollsters were the top three?
Right.
And then we say they're the only ones that count.
Right.
Everybody else, you can try and then we'll review you for the next year, but this year, you're out.
They track the numbers better. Mm-hmm. They give us the stats the quickest. And the third one is just the one who gives us the most amount of people doing it. Mm-hmm. But everyone else, you're just making shit up at this point.
And maybe next year we'll get you on, but you got
to
nail it.
You have to try to get in. You got to show us your worth of polling ability to show us that you can...
That's what's so weird, too, like, coming down to the stretch here, like, with the ads and everything, and you're talking about, like, the newest ads I've seen from Hillary are saying that she's down 1 point nationally. Like, she was saying that before the FBI stuff came out, but she was saying that she's down. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why would she put, if that was true, if she actually was behind, why would she put that ad out?
Oh,
you're basically telling people that more people want the other guy than they want you. Like, what... I mean, the only reason I could see you doing that is to try to scare your constituents into making sure they get out and vote. That's the only reason I can see. Which, again, it just shows, I mean, I guess that's not a surprise for Hillary, you know, just lying to the people that support her. I mean, I guess that wouldn't be the craziest thing.
I saw stuff where she's losing, too. So I'd have been like, oh, crap, she's losing. And if I was going to vote, I'd be like, I got to go vote for her, but...
I just feel like she wouldn't bring that up if it was actual.
No, I don't think that's how it works anymore, man. Now you got to tell everyone to fuck. Like, now if you try to keep stuff under wraps, everyone's like, not.
And the funniest part, though, is that the ads, what they come down to is donating money to her. They're like, donate now. Chip in now. We got to make this last push right at the end.
And it's like, I don't know.
Is a lack of money, is that why you're behind right now?
Is that your issue? No, she had way more money.
You've been collecting way more money than Trump has. Do you need more money now? That's why... We're losing? I mean,
I still explain to people the only reason I went to the Trump one was because it was free and I didn't have enough money to go to Hillary's Bellevue one.
She had one in Bellevue?
Yeah, but it was a bunch of money.
Oh, well, it's pay to play. I mean, we know.
I mean, the Clinton Foundation.
That's how it's going.
I mean, that's how Democrats are.
Did you see that event, too, they had in Cleveland where they had LeBron James and J.R. Smith show up? Clinton did?
Mm-mm. I only know about the Beyonce.
Oh, okay. Jay-Z. That was a little bit ago too. Yeah, that one was kind of.
Well, that's the recent one, right?
It was. Well, it's like 10 days ago, probably. So that, in political terms, that's
right.
An eternity ago. But she had one a couple days ago. Had LeBron James show up? J.R. Smith show up? They guess how many people they got at this rally?
And it's where?
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
At some school or something.
Right.
With King James and J.R. Smith.
What day is this?
This was on like a Sunday or a Saturday.
Okay, so people are available.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get... It's a stadium or arena or whatever in a school?
It's like a school.
A gymnasium.
But they can deal with some numbers. They can deal with some numbers.
Oh, on a Sunday, NFL's back. Yeah. 150 people.
Whew, okay, you were actually you're a little under. I think they don't. There's no exact number, but there's some pictures and looks like it's probably 300, maybe 400 people.
That's a good number.
When LeBron James is helping you promote the event, you get 400 people.
What do you want to fill into a gymnasium?
That guy's probably got like 7 million followers on Twitter.
They're not all in Cleveland.
It doesn't matter. A percentage of them
matter.
At least 10% of them are probably in Cleveland.
Wait, in a city like Seattle?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I was going to say, in a city like Seattle where people are barely able to leave their house because they're watching Netflix and Amazon, like, yeah, okay. Getting people to leave their house is hard.
Even if it's 5%,
yeah,
that's still like 500,000 people.
They're not going to all go to the gymnasium to go look at...
I understand, but you'd hope to maybe get 10% of them.
Some people get weirded out when they're near celebrities when they're at a comedy club. Now you're trying to like expect people to go watch them at a gymnasium in a school?
Well, no, it just shows you that no one wants to support her.
That's what that shows? That just shows that people are basically going for the... Like you said, they're fine with being those fat people in the WALL-E movie with the giant screen. And they're like, I'm going to change my suit to blue. And he's clicked the button. He's like, are they gonna stream this? Are they gonna stream Hillary? They're gonna stream it. Yeah, I don't need to go there. I'm not gonna go to that football game. I'm just gonna watch the game on my TV. I'm not going. Yeah, but I think people are super lazy to go. The people who still go to Trump ones are people who still use like old technology. So they have to go to the events. People, look, South Korea is currently mad at that they found out that they have a shadow government. Like, they found out, like, their president was, like, put in by all these, like, nefarious means. So that's why in South Korea they're, like, rioting. And we're kind of realizing that, but we're Americans. We're not going to do that. We're like, yeah, I'm really tired. Can we just... Look, if you're going to keep doing it, just keep doing it. But just get it... Don't let everyone see. It's kind of like a weird relationship where, like, the husband knows that she's cheating with the mailman. But he's like, just don't let everyone in the neighborhood know. That's what I think of.
Donald Sterling type situation.
Yeah, I feel like America's kind of like that. Like, we're not mad about it anymore. We're kind of just like, you know what? I deserve to get hit in the eye. That's what I think most of the population is. So they're kind of just like, yeah, just, it's fine. I mean, look, I'm surprised how many people went to the Cubs thing.
That was insane.
It's like the 7th largest gathering of humans ever. And I was like, at no point in the city of Chicago did any of you guys go like, hey, y'all wearing... Cubby Blue, make sure you vote this upcoming election. Like, nobody did that.
That's true, yeah. No one really capitalized on that opportunity.
That was stupid.
How many people was it total?
No, I didn't look at it. I just saw the pictures, and I saw the thing where the people rushed the thing in that view from, like, a saddle.
Largest. Was it over a million?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, yes, it was super over a million.
Yeah.
It was, like, a lot. I was like, it's too many people. But, I mean, 108 years to win a championship. But if that can motivate people to go to just be like, yay, you finally broke this goat curse.
Yay, yeah, people that we didn't contribute anything to at all besides watching the games.
Go there and get everyone to donate $1 and you could probably fund your next. Like, why wasn't Johnson there? Like, god damn it.
Yeah, that's true.
Someone who's like, we need voters, like, go there.
Should have been said.
There should have been one political person who's like, I gotta go to this.
Guerrilla campaign, yeah. That's the way to do things
but
these days.
They're just...
They're out of touch. That's the point here. It's fucking insane. But, yeah, right on. At least it's going to be over, man. At least it's going to be over. And
how long do people stay political after the elections? I feel like
how it unfolds.
I feel like it's going to be until January. People are still going to be talking about, like, I can't believe it went that way, man, for, like, until January, until the new year.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, it's new year. Let's see what happens. Because they don't get actually, like, what? I was going to say talked in.
Sworn
in until, like,
20th. Of January.
Yeah, so I mean, so we still...
Well, and then, like I said, it depends on what happens. Depends on what happens. What if she gets in, she wins? What if the stock market sells off again? What if it's still...
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the start. The stock market is... It's a forward-looking indicator. The stock market is looking...
Is this like your Groundhog Day?
It's looking six God. Months down the line for what's going to happen. So once you see the stock market start to sell off, then you can be like, okay, this is where things start getting a little dicey here. So that's just what I look at. I mean, again, I'm an idiot. I shouldn't even pay attention to it because you're right. It's all made up and it's fake. But that is...
You're so white.
I know.
And you, the fact that you're hearing these voices from your market, it's just weirding me out because I recently saw a movie on Netflix called The Voices. No, it was on Netflix, like on Amazon. Mm-hmm. The Voices with Ryan Reynolds, where he hears his cat and dog talking to him and he hears angels and like he takes the pills and he's a serial killer. I'm watching this movie and I'm trying not to vomit because at one point he's cutting people up and he's trying to store them in Tupperware.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm getting squeamish and trying to vomit. And Dennis thinks it's the funniest like movie he's ever seen. And I'm like, what's wrong with the people in your community? Like, why is this just a thing? It's like, we're just very angry people. And we need to... And then there's that guy they just found who had that woman locked up in his basement. And they found out like he killed three people. And one of the people he had chained up in his backyard was the girl's boyfriend who tried to come looking for her. He like chained... And I was like, this is white people stuff. Like, you guys are just... Just serial killers. What the hell? And then, like, I started looking at it because November is the month with the most serial killers are born in November. And I was like, this is the weird part of the year.
Born in November. I'll tell you, it's a tough month to get through, man. I mean, when the weather, especially.
You'll start murdering people and.
Well, you know, I mean, one thing can lead to
dissecting
another.
Cats.
Things get out of hand quickly.
Where's little Timmy's out there playing doctor with Ralph? The people like Dexter, like I don't know what is up with your community. Were you guys just like people talking and like taking your 12 different meds?
We've got the lead on crazy, Marcus. Okay,
We've discussed this before. Well, like that guy just shot three cops and they still didn't shoot him. I don't understand.
Listen, Marcus, let's not go there. Okay,
I'm just saying
we have other reasons to be pissed at each other. All right,
no, we don't. We're going to go back to one. I don't like that either. Of these people were from states I don't like, and I don't remember right now because they don't matter.
Arkansas and New York.
Yeah, well,
I don't know where the rest.
I don't know.
I don't really give a shit. I just don't like them.
I'm not doing the whole states, but. Yeah. They're from like states where you're like, yeah, that makes sense for. I expected Florida, but it wasn't them. But like, that's just
a good guess. But yeah. I just, I just wonder who's more likely to have
serial killer tendencies,
an assassination attempt.
Oh, against them?
Yeah, on them.
Trump.
I think so too. I think that's why I want him to win. Because I think he is a better candidate for assassination.
Why do people want to see a president die?
I think it's time, man.
No, besides time. Pence is the goddamn devil. I don't want Pence anywhere near the goddamn Oval Office.
That picture that Kier showed us.
That's because he's a demon
that
monster.
That creeped me out, dude. That creeped me out.
It shouldn't creep you out.
I was hanging out with my...
He photoshopped his daughter in there, showed that his daughter loves him. And secret, she's like, I don't love my dad.
That's true. Maybe it was like a hooker he was hanging out with. And he was like, hey, we'll just edit this in post. You know?
Oh, you think he edited in a... No, I think it's just a stock photo from like a Kmart family album. They shrunk it in some really good Photoshopper, just like stuck her in there. And then
that's true. And they forgot about the...
He was stoned out of his mind and he just forgot to fix the mirror image. And he's just like, they'll never notice.
My niece and nephew stayed the night this weekend. We were hanging out, and my niece.
You didn't murder them, did you?
No, right. My niece. She's actually into scary stuff. Like,
oh,
she's 7 years old, and she like, wants to show me all this scary shit. Yeah, little white girl. Yeah,
right. And, we watched Knock Knock too. We watched the movie with Keanu Reeves, where the two girls basically break into his house by tricking him, and yeah. So we watched like two home invasions, but like serial killery things where it's just random. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're just random murderers. He's like, yeah, well, that's what we're good at. You know, that's what I got. That's the answer I got. He's just laughing at squeamish stuff. Like, this is all terrifyingly creepy. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put a lady who is, she could be a devil incarnate. I feel like I would like us to be able to see more inside of what happens with our government day to day.
No shit.
Because I feel like she would have really interesting conversations with other nations. And who's the translator for that stuff? Like, who's the person who's just in there like, Madam President, this is Korean President. I don't know the fucking guy's name. He came to Seattle, and I remember he fucked the highways. And I was like, fuck that guy. I don't like him anymore. But when he can, he's a prime minister, right? He's not a president.
I don't know.
Fine. International affairs. I just care about Korean, no, it's like fine. Comments. Aleppo.
Yeah. Exactly. This is my political Aleppo moment.
Yeah, this is your Aleppo. That's fine. I don't remember his name either. Anyway, but I mean, like, who's the person who translates? How much information does a translator know from, like, all the political stuff? Who is it?
It's probably just somebody that president chooses, you know.
Right, but I mean, like, how much information do they know?
Wonder. I mean, their interpretation.
They know it in languages. They're like, I know the shady shit that went down internationally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's whose emails I want to see.
And there's probably some weird areas when you're translating on some of that shit, you know? It's like, it doesn't...
You want how many nukes?
Directly, yeah. When do we have the okay to go for after North Korea?
You said if they decide to go across which parallel, you'll fuck them in the ass? Okay, well... I'll translate that as well as I can, but it doesn't really...
I'll try. It might come over a little rough, though.
Might need to soften the blow slightly. I'll just try to pull it back. Tell him that if he even attempts to, I will fuck his mom in the face. Okay. he says that you have a lovely mother, and he would hate to see her face be
disrespectful.
Yeah, right? That's how I feel like the translator's like, I gotta make sure we don't go to war. How many times has the translator saved us because they softened the blow that some president who just has a smart mouth
as they're sweating
tell bullets, that Russian mother
as they're sweating bullets the whole time, probably.
JFK's like, just tell him he can go fuck himself. I'll fuck him like I fucked Marilyn in the Oval Office. And there's a translator sitting like, I just moved from here to not get killed by Soviets, and now...
Do you know who you're dealing with? All
right. Oh yeah, Lyndon B. Johnson, right? He's probably a hard ass. He's just to show his dick in the bat. Yeah, he's probably just saying just vile, stupid shit, and someone's like, not saying that to that guy.
Half the guys that make it to president, I'm telling you, are grade A dick slingers.
You think?
Whether it's to fuck a celebrity or not, okay? They like whipping that dick around,
like showing confident?
People who's boss. Yes, exactly. Throwing that shit on the table and saying, now what? Your move, bitches.
See, my thing is I feel like Hillary's confident, but she gets frazzled. Mm-hmm. And when she gets frazzled is when I feel like she turns into a lady.
She does that smile.
Oh, like she's mild stroking it?
Yeah.
No, I feel like she'll get frazzled and she'll kind of stumble, and that's where someone's like, she's weak, now strike, and the deal's this now. That's too late, you've already...
She has some coughing fit.
Right, I don't want her to have those. I feel like that's a bargaining flaw as far as nations go, where we're kind of willing and dealing, and so we don't nuke each other, is that she'll have a flaw where it'll go haywire. And I feel like my problem with Trump was I feel like he could easily be riled into, I'm just going to push the button. Just pushing it. Like, he is a uber dick slinger.
Like my hotels.
Yeah.
They're some of the greatest around. They're huge.
I made them the number one hotels huge. In
they
America.
They will be the greatest hospitality spots in the world.
I feel like that's my fear of him, is this. I feel like internationally, they both are going to get us in so much trouble. I don't know what you just did. Did you just turn me off?
No, we're good. We're good. I was just, my ears are kind of hurting, you know.
Wow.
I'm losing my mind.
So you turn.
No, we're good. We're good. Don't worry about it.
Why would you even do that? I like hearing a little bit of me, so I make sure that I'm still alive. Oh, there it is.
It's brutal, man. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep tonight.
Why?
My ears are terrible, man. I go to bed every night. All I can hear is...
Ringing?
That's all I can hear, man.
Are you going deaf?
I'm going to be deaf. I'm predicting by the time I'm 40 years old, I'm going to need a hearing device.
If you make it that far.
Just too many concerts. Too many headphones on all the time, and you hear a good song, you're like, oh, I got to turn this one
on. Just walk towards the light, man.
It feels like I am, but as I'm passing out each night.
I'm talking about right after the elections and a nuke goes off, just walk towards the light.
I definitely will, man. I definitely will. Because like you said, you know, we're a target out here. if anything lands between Everett and Seattle,
pretty much
we're completely fucked.
Yeah,
I mean, if we're not, if it's not the initial blast,
yeah, it's the fallout.
It's it. We're gonna be way too close to all the bullshit, and yeah, it's it. So I hope, I hope it lands right on my fucking head. All right,
the ringing stopped.
Yes, exactly. It'll be silence. It'll all be over. All right. I mean, that's why this is also dangerous too, is because we can't have that war. We can't have that war because everybody's fucked.
It'll stimulate the economy. Everybody's fucked. It'll help your market go up because we're like, now we're going to start building some plants for bullets and some bombers. No. We got some use for all of our expensive military budgets. They can start shooting and dropping stuff. We can hire soldiers. We can put the women in the workforce and build stuff. And again, they can be Molly the Riveter. Why don't women do that now? I'm sorry.
This is exactly how George Soros and the Rothschilds want things.
We need another war, guys. That's exactly what they want. They're playing Risk.
They want the biggest war of all.
They're sitting in a little office, and it's like on an illuminated Risk board, and it's like digital characters. It looks like that chess game from Star Wars, and they're just moving little pieces around. Like, this time, I'm going to let you use this nation, and I'm going to use this nation. How's those nations that don't use our banks doing? We're trying to get North Korea to implode because everyone hates them. All right. All right. That's good. Cuba's doing all right.
We already took care of Libya and that whole gold dinar
thing. Yeah. They stopped being. Couldn't have that. Yeah. Couldn't have
that. Gotta use dollars.
Yeah. Use my money. Dollars.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, Gaddafi.
Like, how's Cuba doing? They just struck a deal with America. We're easing them down. That guy's going to die soon.
They're out of timeout. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But
they better be careful.
Yeah, they need to tread lightly.
Them right back into timeout.
And what's the third one? Who's the third one? It's North Korea. Is it Venezuela? One of them? Not Venezuela.
They're collapsing on their own. They're not really needing our help.
Is it somebody in? I thought it was someone in South America, and it's only like three or four left that don't use the same bank as everybody else. Globalization.
Hillary Clinton and the globalist agenda. No, that's what it'll be, though. She'll be in the Oval Office. George Soros, like you said, they'll be all planning this stuff out.
Right.
And she'll look at him and she'll say,
"Where you
well,
need
how much do you got?"
Right.
And then she'll have that maniacal laugh, you know?
She looks like the Green Goblin from fucking Spider-Man. I haven't been watching any of the Saturday Night Live stuff with their whole depiction of both of them, like, heavily. I've heard it's really good, though.
Yeah, they're good. I heard the last one, they kind of fell out of character. Like, that's how intense it got, but...
Like, the two people?
Yeah. Alec and... I don't know the girl's name.
They fell out of character?
Yeah, I think they both kind of...
Started, like, laughing out of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, they kind of lost their cool from it.
Which, yeah. Which,
that's the hardest part of SNL, dude, is... Just staying in the whole time, even when somebody says a joke that is fucking hilarious, and you're like, "Oh my god, did they just do that?"
It depends on how sad I am. I can get through anything.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. You get the sadness going on.
Yeah, you just cloudy look through all of it.
Speaking of sadness, let's get into this because I actually wanted to touch on this briefly, and then you know, we'll wrap it up here because we don't want to go too long on you guys. We just wanted to get a little something out.
Oh, because last week's was so long.
Yeah, yes, it was. And if you guys got all the way through that, you are saints.
You should have. It was amazing.
A little bit this week. But I do want to get into this, though, because I attended a wake this past week.
Yeah, okay.
This is the first one I've had in a while. Okay. I'm not going to get too
sentimental. No, if you want to cry on air, that's cool.
No, it's fine. It was a relative. It wasn't somebody I was super close with, but
okay.
Nonetheless, good guy. So obviously,
you did cry.
It kind of sucks, but he had Parkinson's, you know, so it was a prolonged thing.
Is that the Michael J. Fox one?
Think
so. It's not the shaky one, is it?
Yeah,
that's Michael J. Fox.
It is what Michael J. Fox has, but obviously my uncle didn't have the same kind of resources available to him. But wow. But I was just thinking about it, you know, because my uncle died. You know, he had the prolonged, like, the 2-year process, you know, where your health deteriorates slowly.
Uh-oh.
Realize you're starting to lose your mind.
I think I know where you're going with
this. Or you can have the situation my dad was, where you know, you pass a little before your time, and it's this quick, sudden thing, like a plane crash.
Okay.
I mean, is there a better way to
go,
have to meet your maker? You know, if you get to choose between the two,
I want
to
go like James Dean.
Uh huh. And just in a ball of flames.
Yeah.
You know,
crash a really fast car. I want to go out on the Paul Walker way.
Yeah.
Under my own terms.
There's something
to
be said for that. You know, the fact that it's quick. You know exactly what it is. You know, the situation, And obviously it hits
I'm
you
gonna
like
be dead.
Bricks,
it doesn't matter how I go. I just, it's easier to explain to people. Yeah. It sounds cooler.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to deal with some death though before you go.
Me?
You know.
You can avoid all of that.
No, you can't.
You avoid it.
You can't. You can't avoid
it. You just move away. No, you move away.
You know how you avoid it? You're still not gonna avoid it. You're still gonna get news, you're gonna hear about it. You're
yeah, but it's not gonna
it.
you'll get
you know how you avoid it?
You'll try to not remember and get sad about the person. That's all you do.
You can't not remember.
Yes, you can.
It's too hard.
Oh, my God.
It's too hard. You know what you will do, though? The only way you can avoid all that is if you die before everybody. So, again, yeah, maybe it comes back to what you're saying, James Dean.
Wow, this kind of just goes back to the white guys are crazy and they hear the voices from the cats.
Cats in the cradle and in the silver spoon.
He said it was angels.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you hear the angels and you're like, I got to crash this car now. Now it's my time to go. Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to Aubrey McClendon, the old CEO of Chesapeake Energy, on his way to the court. And the angels got a hold of him and swerved.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yep. And he swerved right into an overpass and boom, he was done.
I don't know why you know that. But
I used to invest in the company.
So you were like,
comes back to the market, man.
Did you get sad? You're like, no.
I wasn't sad. I was just like, holy shit. I was like, what the fuck was going through that guy?
Sell.
What was going through his head for the last 48 hours? Like, I can't even imagine.
Was he under
an
investigation for like embezzling or
something along those lines?
Money stuff.
Some
He was fixing. He was fucking with the fake money.
Some precarious money happening.
Not real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, same guy who stole the Sonics from us. He was part of that duo, him and Clay Bennett. Yeah, Clay Bennett.
You're not getting the Sonics back. Is everyone still trying to see if they're getting that stadium?
I don't know. I haven't checked up on that.
I saw a shirt where it says something about bringing a Sonics back.
I saw people bringing awareness, you know? So awareness
it's like build the arena. That's all it says. It's like yellow. It's a very bright shirt. And I'm like, uh-oh.
I honestly don't give a shit anymore, man. I've
wow. This is what you bury. You can't. You bury an uncle. You cry, and now you're like, you know what? I can bury this team. I think I'm over.
You know, this whole election is just. It's made me desensitized to anything sports, and I'm just like, what the fuck's the point?
Desensitized.
It's like, what's the point? Besides trying to distract myself from how shitty things are.
It is very hard to do.
But that's. I mean, what's the point? What the fuck is the point?
I mean, I like video games, right? Mm-hmm. I like to play in a game where it has a dystopian future that wasn't my own. Look, there's two outcomes that'll happen, all right? There's two. We have a nice nuclear winter, or we have the iRobot future where...
it'll be like Game of Thrones. We'll have an extended winter.
Shut up. Or it'll be iRobot. I feel like it'll be lots of corporations, and the robots will eventually kill us all.
Well, the robots will take over, but yeah, either way, they want a bunch of dead people. Because once the robots can do all the jobs that they don't want to do,
yes,
then there's no need for all these other people. It's taken care of at that point. So
I mean,
there needs to be a big
at that
sell
point.
Off. There needs to be a big sell off in people.
A sell off?
Yeah, it's a sell off.
What's a place that needs more people?
Sell them. Get rid of the ones that don't matter. Dump them while you can. I'm bringing it back to the financial thing.
I was going
to
say, you know, that's what I totally thought you were saying. I was like, are you turning this into a financial thing? Like,
there's a bubble in people right now. We need to pop
there up. Is an abundance of people where you're like, we don't even need all of you people. I mean, like, literally, that's the point we're getting to, which is why I'm like, yeah, the robots.
Yeah.
But who's in control of the robots? Because everyone always thinks it's going to be an AI. And I'm always like, what if there's a person who like realizes he could control the robots, make the robots do his bidding, then upload his consciousness into the being thing, and he becomes the all... Knowing.
The government's going to start to have a secretary of programming, and it's going to be somebody who takes care of robots and programs their agenda, you know, and what they are supposed to do and all that shit. That's what it's going to be.
I like the iRobot movie. That's the one movie where I was like, that looks possible. If we have a non-dystopian future, if we have the not Blade Runner future, I feel like iRobot's the closest thing to what we are building currently because we are still a society on consumerism. For a Will Smith movie... I'd vote for Will Smith. For a Will Smith movie, if he ran. It was a good future where I was like, I could see that being like a company like figured out how to build this thing. And like, we're going to build it in Detroit. And it built Detroit back up. And like, we got Detroit back to being a big building stuff city. Manufacturing, basically.
Metropolitan.
Well, yeah, metropolitan and manufacturing. But it was like they made all the robots that are now being sold around the world. Blah, 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 blah. But I was like, that's basically the future I could see, because we're it's still kind of like people go to the stores and buy stuff, and they're not like, I gotta go and farm and let's get back to nature. Like, everyone I think who is a liberal is basically the Avatar, the James Cameron Avatar. Mm-hmm. They're the Na'vi or whatever those people are called. Mm-hmm. Like, we want like tree houses, and we want, you know, I want everyone to know how to farm. And I was like, I get that point. I want people to be self-sufficient. And then I also can see the other people who are basically living in the iRobot, where like, I want robots to help us. I don't want us to be dependent on them completely. Because I don't know if you remember that movie, but like at some point, those people were like, the robots are bad, and they want to break them because they think that it's taking people's jobs.
Yeah. Common theme.
But I mean, like, yeah, if we have robots doing jobs that we no longer have to bring immigrants in to do, like farming, are we going to be more so likely, like, yeah, come up to our country to come do none of these jobs because we have robots now?
I think that would be a good situation where, right? But it's tough though, because you say to yourself, would the people come up here and do those shitty jobs if it didn't make their life better in some way?
I know.
I mean,
is like, this job that we think is shitty better than any job that they have there?
Yeah, and they're actually happy for it, and they are grateful just to have it. I mean, but I agree with you. You can have a robot rolling down there picking little, you know, shaving.
It's fast.
Shaving,
it doesn't little, get tired.
Shaving little berries off and right. Go into the big basket.
It can do a repeated thing over and over.
Rolling, just, yeah. You know, it identifies it. It's got a fucking camera. And
that
it
one's still not ripe yet. Don't pick it. Like, it's just like, and you're like,
everybody's at risk, dude. Everybody's at risk. Like I said, and
I don't think besides, we should be at risk at that point.
Besides comedians. Well, I mean, what's at risk to you? You know, that's the point. I mean, if we have a...
Well, entertainment, not just comedians. Entertainment's going to still be a thing that's neat. It's required. Anytime there's a recession, the entertainment just goes up because that's what everyone jumps onto.
Yeah, that is crazy.
They want to not be sad. Cause like,
is it the same for comedy, do you think?
Comedy is entertainment.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it probably would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. Gambling's the same way too. You don't think.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an entertainment. It's a distraction from everything else, even though it is involving the thing that's causing the sadness in your nation.
Yeah. It's a contributing factor.
What's another thing? Food. Food never, like, people need to keep eating.
Fast food probably spikes, you know, when people are sad and stuff.
Oh, you think so? I thought cooking at home would spike because people. Would rather save money and, like, cooking's the thing I can do as a... I don't know.
That's true. You can make an argument for either one, actually.
I mean, yeah, I feel like...
But I know me, personally, if I'm sad, I'm like, just gonna go to Taco Bell and get a Crunchwrap. I don't feel like cooking anything.
I understand that point of view as well. Yeah. Sex. People, especially now with the access to it.
When they're sad?
I feel like they are trying
make
to... They're trying to... Yeah, make me not that quick...
Make me feel something.
That quick hormonal. They're like, I just need that.
And then I'll cry myself to sleep afterwards.
I think that's it. Like, I feel like those are the three things where, like, society-wise, like, they don't go down. Like, they just sustain themselves because those are things where people are just like, I just need to do that. Because, I mean, like, people will still jerk off in a box on the street corner.
Yeah.
They'll still try to.
Not as frequently.
Not as frequently.
But they'll still do it, though.
Yeah, they'll still do it. Yeah. Anything that a homeless person would still do is basically what I feel like society needs to figure out. As, like, what is the person just needs the bare minimum to sustain themselves? It's like food, sex, entertainment.
Well, you know, we talk about the robots and, you know, yeah, we're going to have to do something with people because obviously a lot of jobs are going to be lost at some point here. So maybe you get into that, you know, everybody gets a wage. They get a certain wage in their...
That's so socialist-y.
It is, but if nobody needs to work, though, why not make sure everybody has enough to have a basic...
Like, to distribute roof over the wealth. Their
head, you know, enough money to buy some food to eat. Yeah. And then, hey, if you want to go out there and be ambitious and get a little extra for yourself,
right.
If that's something else, yeah, go get something going on outside. And everybody gets to spend their $32,000 how they want to, you know? I don't know.
Well, I mean, should it be like
everyone? It's interesting. You gotta give it at least that it's an interesting premise and maybe has a possibility of working.
I thought that sounds like a fine, like, you know, everyone gets enough to be able to pay for a Chevy Sonic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you should be able to buy the bare minimum of a car as your minimum yearly wage.
You can get a Ford Focus, you know. I mean, it's reliable.
That's too big. A Ford Fiesta.
I saw there's a dealership down the road. It was a 2013.
It's 3 years.
Ford Focus, three years old. Yeah. And they wanted, the list price was $9,000.
It's not bad.
For cars 3 years old. What do you mean? That's nothing. That is dirt. That's dirt cheap, dude. That's insane. I mean, that car will last
you, I mean, a while, yeah, to take care of it. You know?
It's not going to be, it's not going to be fancy. It's not going to be nice, but.
It's a pussy neutral, as you call it.
The answer, yeah. No, that is more than pussy neutral. That is pussy slightly positive.
A Ford Focus?
Yeah. Because he'd be like, well, you know, it's not the nicest, but it gets good gas mileage. You know, I care about the environment and stuff. I'm considerate.
I don't understand your goddamn pussy math.
It's slightly pussy,
I hate positive. Your pussy math so much.
Slightly pussy positive.
I mean, fine.
The girl's on the fence and she sees you got a Focus. She's like, I guess he's kind of got his life together, I guess, you know.
Wow. I mean, they are looking for the security, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's sensible. He's a real sensible guy.
I hate
guy.
You. I'd still say Fiesta is what the minimum should be for people to sustain themselves. Have them built by the robots, because they already mostly are.
I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, like, literally as much as everyone always talks about the Rust Belt places and be like, oh, like, they don't build anything anymore. I was like, well, those places still sort of build stuff. It's mostly robots. You have to know how to run a robotic arm to put the door panel onto the, like.
Yeah, hit that little spot.
Well, yeah, you make sure that it's like, oh, it's been like 3/4 off. It's not tightening the bolts as hard as it used to be last week on the 17th of March or something like that. We need you to like go in there and check the code to make sure it's not been. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what happens, though, when we all have enough money to get by? Do we all just turn into a bunch of lazy fucks?
What do you mean by lazy? Like homeless?
Like unmotivated?
Like homeless?
Homeless and our,
I mean, homeless people are mostly like, I feel like most homeless people are unmotivated, and I feel like the ones who could get a job can't because they don't have an address, so they can't fill that part out in the application. I don't think people wouldn't do nothing. I think if there was a way to not have people, I don't like reoccurring bills are stupid. There's a certain amount of a fee where it kind of like, you know, reoccurring for your cell phone is a stupid thing. Like, do they have a, like, just how much is it for a year if you just take $100 off of the monthly? I don't know, man. I don't think people would get
super. $700 a year probably for your cell phone bill.
That's not terrible. I don't feel like people would become lumps. I'm worried how many people would focus mostly on their Instagram, Twitter, and all that social media. Because now that at this point, I am a brand. But what else is it that I can do?
Become morally bankrupt at that point.
Morally? Oh. Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just all about ourselves.
What happens to the market in the sex world? Like, now that everybody at least has an income, you can't be like, oh, I don't want no broke.
The price of a blowjob's going up, that's for sure. There's no question about that. You're going to see some inflation.
See, that only messes up
not
your market.
Just in
my market,
guy's pants.
My market stays fine.
Yeah.
I like my market so far. No, I mean, your plan actually makes sense as far as letting the robots, like, we need to be immediately trying to go, like, build the robots faster, because as soon as that's implemented, we're totally all getting money. And the government can't be like, oh, well, why don't you all go get a job to pave roads? The robots pave the roads. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, we need someone to build this new construction building because nope, the robots build those now. Man, and a humanoid robot is both terrifying and freeing. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. that thought of a, like, it looks humanoid, but, you know, like, we can't make it. Don't make the face look all weird, you know. But like, give a weird eyes or something. But like, a robot that could just be like, yeah, it can go in my kitchen and cook me a meal. And I'm like, I would never go to a restaurant if I had a robot that could I'd go to buy the groceries and bring it home and go, hey, robot, make me this tonight. And like, looking up the recipes for, do you want the one with a splash of bourbon in it? Or do you want the burger with the bacon bits? And like, do both. Bourbon bacon burger. And the robot's like, yep, can make that. And you're taking Instagram
photos.
I like
your thinking, Marcus.
Right?
And that does sound delicious.
But think about it. Then you're just taking pictures of this food that your robot made. And you're putting it up on your Instagram like, tonight, eating like a king. I got the new 1200C model of the cooking, like, downloaded app today.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I got the app from whatever in their app.
The new OS.
And I'm like, I could see that being like someone trying to self-promote the thing in your house that's making you not go do the thing. Like, the only reason you'd go outside at that point is just to meet other people.
Yeah.
To probably interact fuck.
With people, hopefully, yeah. And then, yeah, think about it. You get in your car, and your car's going to drive
itself. It's itself. Drive the you. Robot so you, might be so there with
gonna,
you if you
so
want to.
So you're just going to sit there on Facebook, you know, scroll through your news feed yep. or, you know, do whatever.
Hitting up the mall because it's not to go to the mall to actually, like, watch. Because the robots are going to be in there selling you stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you just scan, you walk through and it scans who you are. It'll be Minority Report. Like, yeah. I'm so like, the future is going to be weird because we could have that future that we all think we thought we wanted. I don't, because I feel like that's just borderline right before Wall-E.
Yeah.
Or we can get Blade Runner, the robots are just around for like illicit affairs and fucking, and they're not sure if they're human or not. And it's a dirty city. And one city got nuked once because we had one bad president. You know, like, I don't know what future we're going towards, man. But one seems fun and one seems fine. And I don't know which one I want more.
It's tough to say, Marcus. It's tough to say. I just want everything to relax, okay? I want everything to cool down.
I doubt it.
I want us to gather ourselves. I know. I don't think it is. I think either way, we're looking for more carnage to unfold here. But just want people to chill out. You know, we don't need to take this so seriously. Maybe the president is a job that we don't even need to have somebody do anymore.
Well,
maybe
Dave Chappelle came out in defense of Trump today in regards to the...
I know. I saw that. And
so I'm like...
She's the most corrupt candidate there's ever been, right. Dude. The only person that she can beat is Donald Trump.
And
she's the only candidate that she could, that she could ever beat. Mouth. Yeah, he exactly. He didn't do himself any fucking favors.
If he'd have just been like, I just want to win. I want to fix. Like you said, if they would have just stuck to talk about the topics, you're already here. Stick to the topic instead of trying to slight the other person. They would have been way better for it. And the problem is, like you said, they both just kept going at each other. And you're like, if Trump would have just been like, okay, yeah, she sucks. But this is what I want to do to fix these things that are wrong with us. Did you ever say, like, if he wouldn't just been like, I'm going to go on a rant on this thing, that's, he would have never. I do think that he would have had a better shot if he'd have shut up. I feel like she would have had a better shot 8 years ago if she wasn't going against Obama. But yeah. Now that she's in the age of technology and all this stuff is coming out,
She's
not going to go into the presidency in a good light. And her being a president for these 4 years, she's going to do her damnedest to try to... I think she's going to go too hard at the beginning. She's going to burn herself out in the first 2 years.
Yeah.
The last three is going to be her trying to save... Not, I don't know if a sinking ship or a beaten housewife.
Yeah. I just...
So these next 4 years are going to be fun.
She is going to go hard off the bat, especially if the House and
dude.
And the Senate flips. Oh, my God.
She's going to try so many things where she's like, let's try to fix this. Let's try to fix it. And I say, like... I feel like she's going to have two winners, and everyone's going to be like, yay, and then she's going to have something that's just like, oh, what is she doing?
She's going to pass the TPP. She's going to pass
you think that. You really think she's going to flip? I hope she doesn't.
I have no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind, man.
That's the only thing where I'm like, that's scary to me.
Called it the gold standard. She's just going to rename it, and then they're going to go for it again, and she's going to pass it. It's going to happen. I'm telling you. That and a war with a new country. I don't know who, but there's going to be a new war. Those are the two pieces of agenda that I know she'll
But what happens to the old war? That's what I think a lot of people don't think about. They kind of don't realize we're still fighting. Because it's not as... Like, you remember for a while, we would just be watching news, and you would just see, like... And in the war in Iraq, they just throw it on, and they're like...
And today, another 12 Marines were killed drone strike. In a roadside bomb.
I remember Desert
Storm. As well as 87 civilians.
Was it a Desert Storm? Remember Desert Storm? Like, that was the first time we could get, like, live feed from the other nation, like, live. And I remember them showing us drone strikes. Not drone strikes, because it wasn't drones at the time. What's the air missile? Tomahawk missile strikes? Do you remember them showing that on the news? Or did they be showing it in, like, black and white footage? They'd be showing you like, oh, well, yeah, okay, well, that just happened. And they said they got this many of these and this many of those.
There was the Scud missiles, too. It was Hussein was shooting the Scud missiles at Israel. And it was funny, actually, that Benjamin Netanyahu doing an interview on CNN. Guy's wearing a fucking gas mask during the interview.
Well, you know, just in case he gets fucking gassed. Yeah.
It's like, dude, come on. I don't even know if anybody died in the country. I don't even think anybody in Israel died.
So this is what pissed me off. So all those people, like, who else didn't take advantage, not just politicians, of the seventh largest gathering of people for the Cubs victory parade? Terrorists.
See, these guys, these are who we're worried about. And these guys,
I was like,
they're just as dumb as our politicians almost.
Yes.
It's a race to the bottom.
They're all just going like, we need video coverage. We need cameras on us. Whose news station can we get on the phone to cover this? We're going to totally do this.
Yeah. We're worried about people who are just as incompetent as our own government.
Yep.
It's insanity.
And we're letting them like, yeah, you know, vote with your dollar. If it was a dollar to vote, do you think less people would do it or more people would do it?
I think that
I want to sell my vote on eBay.
Probably less. There's people that would protest. Like, fuck this, I ain't paying a vote. This should be for free.
Probably. All right? Yeah.
I'm an American.
I wish I could sell my vote on eBay. Like, I will give my vote to whoever gives me money.
Yeah, I know. Mine's no good in this fucking state.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I just hope that we can all just chill and just kind of get back to normal and get ready for the impending recession that's going to be coming.
I thought we were already in a recession-y thing.
Well, we had a pop, a crazy pop in the numbers that just came out for third quarter GDP.
People got out of their depression hangover or whatever.
Something happened. I mean, maybe it was, call it an election bump, you know, I don't know, but somehow the GDP went up the third quarter more than they expected.
We're just going to do the same thing for the next 4 years. We're going to be
And China's, too. China's, for three quarters in a row, they've had the exact same growth rate for three quarters in a row. It's like 6.9 or 7.2 or something.
But like, they're like,
so how does that happen? Three quarters in a row, it doesn't fluctuate at all? Give me a fucking break.
Oh, that's because
how
they're
bad
not,
are you guys cooking the books
they're
over
not
there?
Doing anything.
They're cooking the books, dude.
Well, you mentioned a while ago, they're not doing anything really now. We've kind of all just hit.
And they're fucked because they've bought so many bonds from us, too. It's like they wasted all this money on all these bonds from us that we'll never pay back because our debt's going to just swell up even
Wait,
more.
Bonds
with either,
for what?
With either president. For treasuries.
That's it?
Yeah, they bought a bunch of treasuries, so and we're supposed to pay them back eventually for those treasuries, but we're not going to.
Treasuries for what? Yeah, right? We're totally just going to ignore the phone call.
Yeah, it's government notes.
Nope.
And that's kind of why.
It's not
what
real.
Makes me happy about a Trump presidency is that he would at least put pressure on those countries. Like, hey, China, you know what are you guys thinking loaning us all that fucking money? I mean, yeah, well, you know, we're going to pay for most of it, but you guys need to take a little ding on this one too, all right? What were you guys thinking? You knew we couldn't pay you back? What the
it's
fuck?
Because all the money's, money's
Hillary,
not real.
If Hillary wants more taxes. She wants fucking all of us to pay for
she
it.
She wants to pay for the, how about we just give them some of our goddamn jets? And we go like, hey.
Yeah, so they can fight us with them?
Well, might as well. At least we'd know how to shut their technology off. Like, all right, just put like a secret little thing in there where as soon as it comes up against us, we just click it and just shuts their fucking jets down. It just falls out of the sky.
You know what we need to do? We need to get Russia and China to start fighting. Because as long as those two are at each other, and they don't even have to get too crazy, you know, just like some
border war.
War of words, yeah. Some
someone's
gesture,
crossing the border.
Some gesturing, some shit like that. Yeah, maybe some one guy got shot by a random bullet. Wow. You know, shit like that. And then we don't have a problem. And then
you just want that hemisphere to just like, yeah, you guys do it. We're worried about our side over here. Hey, Mexico, how you doing?
You know, they don't trust each other. You know,
Russia
and China.
I thought they kind of got along.
They've been cool in the freeze a little bit, but
I mean, like, I don't think they're like best of friends, but I thought they got along fine. I didn't think that they had a little bit of a.
I think they can unite against a common enemy.
They could.
I think they will, if need be. Yes. So.
Oh, like if they both decided if Pakistan was getting too uppity.
Yeah. Oh God, there's another situation that's getting tense.
Right. Yeah, no one's talking about the India and Pakistan. It's so amazing. I'm like, they both have nukes now, and they
want to use
them.
They
do not like each other, and we keep trying to be like, guys, go sit over there. You know what? Put the beer down. Go.
Just relax.
Yeah, just relax, all right? He said that about your mom, but don't worry about it. No, he doesn't think your religion is stupid.
They do respect Bollywood. They do
respect
Bollywood.
Yeah, they like
Bollywood,
those films.
Okay?
No.
They just don't like the bias you guys have sometimes.
Yeah. No, they make a little stereotype. It's fine. They think that you're different.
Elephants are great, okay? They agree.
They understand. They got it. No, they get that you don't eat the pig and they don't eat the cow and you don't have to like take videos of you killing it in the back of your I got it. Yeah, they do not like they are really they are the closest at the verge of war where I'm sitting there like and what Pakistan's mostly Muslim. We're siding with India, right? if America had to be like, we're going to have to step in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Russia, can you guys deal with that?
Well, in Pakistan, that's where they found bin Laden.
I know. It's like, right.
You guys had no clue about this?
Because they have nukes.
Right down the road from a military base.
Well, remember, I remember when that happened, India was egging America. I'm like, yeah, we told you they had it. Huh? See? You want to go in there? And we were like,
we told you they're assholes.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, yeah, you want to go in? We go in. You want to follow us in? We'll follow us in. We will be the tip of the spear to invade Pakistan and make them understand that they shouldn't have done that. And I was like, Jesus, India, back up. There were like things and reports of like India like egging us on, like, see, we told you they had them. And I remember that. And I was like, oh no.
The rhetoric too. I mean, I heard some articles, or I was listening to the news on BBC, and the rhetoric that they were talking, people were talking on the radio. They're talking about all kinds of actions against the other, including military.
Oh, like little military skirmishes? Shit.
Yeah.
That happens in Southeast Asia all the time. Thailand and Burma and all them. They have like little like shootouts. Like two soldiers dead, one wounded. And like they kind of just like, they both like, oh, okay, we'll let you have this parallel, or we'll let you have this part of the jungle to like make up for the murder stuff. And then they have like it happens all the time, but we don't talk about it because there's nothing there where we want it. We're just like, yeah, it's fine. But if you have nukes, I feel like we need Pakistan or Bangladesh. We need Bangladesh to sneeze wrong. Pakistan to freak out.
That we need,
This
is going to sound morbid too, but honestly, if there's a new war breaking out, that's a great war for us. Okay.
Pakistan?
Yeah, Pakistan and India. You know, yeah, we might have to get involved, but I think they can take care of themselves at this point.
Oh, yeah. They're like the number billion people. I mean, right?
They'd be like, oh, yeah, we support you and your stuff, but we're not sending any aid because it's all going to the Middle East right now. Sorry about that, but good luck with that fight. And even if a couple of nukes go off, you know, we might be able to not be too affected by the fallout. Wow. You know, it's like halfway across the world.
We lose a whole Indian Ocean and you're like, yeah.
Get some of the heat off of us for this whole electing Hillary Clinton.
See, look how bad they are. Huh?
God, yeah. We're guys, not the only ones fucking up big time.
Guys?
I'm just, I, like I said, it's morbid, but, you know, if we needed a new fight to break out, that'd be a good one.
All I'm saying is that for the F-7 Galaxy to explode, South Korea is having a government issue. Well, there's a lot of political stuff going on. Oh, Germany. I had to look at the Merkel thing you were talking about. I didn't know the whole Merkel. Everyone in Germany's like
pissed.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, maybe we're doing.
Maybe we need to wait on the female president.
No, let it happen. No, I want them to get their shot at it so then they can stop being like, we could run it better than you can. Like, okay, you remember that one time?
But are any chicks saying that, though?
Yes. They've been saying that for years. They've been doing the same jokes as black people were like, oh, man, I can't wait for a black president. Women were like, we would run it better. And then the guy's response was always like, every couple of weeks, every month, would be a war. And I'm sitting like, I hope so. But I feel like they gave her 8 more years to get to menopause so she doesn't have that issue. So now she's going to get a chance. She still might.
Yeah. That is going to be the one potential upside to a Hillary presidency.
What?
Is just being able to say, yeah, it's not so easy, is it, huh?
Pretty much. It's our only defense now.
Fucking bitches. Get off my back.
God. Boom. God. Bam.
Try doing it when you have a dick between your legs.
Wallace, right to the moon, Wallace.
That you got to tend to on a daily basis.
Yeah. I kind of wanted one of those get out of the ways. Because I said
it's going to get out of the way because, like I said, she's going to win. If the
four years.
Next term.
She's going to run again.
Term. Yeah. Well, or she's going to die, dude.
She's not. I don't think she'll. I feel like she has enough money where she can afford to live forever. She's not going to die. But I feel like
she's got a big paycheck coming, too.
She's going to get some. She's going to get a robot heart. She's fine. No, I think she's going to get just the four. She's going to attempt to run for Democrat again, and no one's going to go for it the second time. Whoever the person is going to run against her, that's your best time as a Democrat to run. Mm-hmm. I am concerned that this is going to be the time where everyone flips to the Republican candidate, but I'm still upset that no one ever supports Team Instinct. Everyone always goes Team Mystic and then Team Valor, but no one ever remembers Instinct's an option.
Yeah.
Until it's too late, and they're like, well, why would you even do it anyway? And I was like, well, I don't even know how do you make a political party in America. I don't know. I saw like the signs for other political parties. Like, there's a political party that uses the Tyrannosaurus Rex's skull.
Oh, yeah.
And it's red, white, and blue, and they're like called the some party where they kind of want us to go back to like pre some 18 something time, and I'm like, what? How do you start these parties? And they're like, I'm going to run for president. And then like, but for as of right now, the only parties that get money from the government is the Democratic and Republican Party, because at a certain amount, you get a government.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And
you got to hit percentages. You got to hit different.
Yeah. Levels. And I'm like,
and this is what pisses me off about the people who say, oh, vote for a third party. You're wasting your vote. You're right. Wasting your vote. It's right. Like, it's like, what do you expect the third party to go from zero to winning a fucking election with 45% of the
right,
electorate?
Right.
Give me a fucking break. This is going to take a little while.
Yeah.
We got to go in stages here. We got to hit 10, and then we'll hit 15.
Right.
And then maybe at some point, a couple elections down, we'll be at 20.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen overnight.
Nope.
It's like, you're not wasting shit. It still shows that people are tired of this bullshit.
Right.
Even if Jill Stein and Gary Johnson only get 10% total.
It still shows at some point where like we're, I'm kind of tired of you too.
Yeah. So that's what I don't get. People say it's like, oh, you gotta fight. You gotta fight. I mean, he's literally Hitler.
It turns into a video game. It turns into the video game wars. That's what it looks like on my timeline. That's why I said I kind of got used to it and I wasn't freaking out, because I was like, this is literally the video game wars. People are like, I got an Xbox. Sony and PlayStation sucks. And it's like, oh, you only have these games, and your games are these. And there's always someone like, I got a GameCube. And everyone's like, shut up, you! That's basically what it was to be a third-party person, where you're like, yeah, but... And they're like, no, you have no say. We're the big ones here. Go. Yeah. They're like, you're the middle child of the two, the little brother and the big brother, but the little brother had the growth spurt, so now he wants to fight the big brother. They're like, I'm going to get you back for all those times in Thanksgiving when you took my gravy off of my mashed potatoes and made me eat dry mashed potatoes. You know? And then you have the middle brother who was like, he never had the growth spurt. He was super like in the dark places. He's just pale, and he wears like big glasses, got bad eyesight. He's got a little bit of back acne. Yeah, he's got a little bit of acne. And he's a little timid. And his two brothers are just fighting all the time. And he's just like, hey, guys. And like, shut up, stupid.
Yeah. Such a dweeb.
Yeah. But in a couple of years, like you said, he might have a little. But no one thinks that. They're just like, right now. And I'm like,
When people would see a trend, possibly, you know, those numbers increase, and they'd be like, oh, shit, people are actually doing this. Motherfucker. We're doing this, guys? We're going to do it. Okay. I mean, no, I'm down with it.
I didn't even know we had a choice.
I didn't know we were doing it. I mean, I didn't want to be the first one.
Yeah,
to do
I didn't want
to
be one by myself. I mean, like,
come on. That's awkward.
Who wants to be that guy?
That's awkward.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
But if you guys are cool with it, I'm cool with it too, you know? Yeah.
There is a weird shaming that happens about it. Online, especially, you see a lot of people posting like, why even do it? You're just gonna throw away your vote. And then the one we were talking about was like, get yourself to find someone who's voting for the other so you can get them out of it too. Right.
Rebellion, I think that's what
whatever it was. Yeah. It was like the fact that there's even a thing where like, see, you gotta make sure that someone else from the other side flips too, because you gotta. And I'm like, why don't we just try to get those people to understand why this is the better option than the only two that everyone knows?
Let's just make it not stigmatized to vote for a fucking third party. How about that?
I mean, look
at this year. Whoever wins, regardless of who wins, less than half of the population will have voted for them.
Right.
Or the electorate, excuse me, not the population.
I know what you mean.
But less than half. It'll probably be like 44% nationwide will have voted for the person who wins. So it's like, okay, we've established here that you're not going to get half is enough because the candidates are so shitty. So let's get a third party in there. And maybe we go with somebody who gets only 39%, maybe
it
in
makes
a couple
sense
of years.
To me.
You know, it's retarded, and everybody knows it right now. And hopefully, it won't get too crazy here in the next few months. But we're gonna see. We're gonna see, man. It's gonna be interesting.
I need to get a bug out kit.
I know, dude. It's I'm already stacking. You've seen the pantry.
It does look a little bit like Cloverfield Lane in here.
Even Crowder's sponsoring some preparedness kits. Or whatever,
nuh-uh. You know?
Yeah, it's intense, man. But let's just let's keep it all in perspective, you guys. And, you know, if your person doesn't win, which
don't.
That's going to be the case for a lot of us this year, like I just pointed out. If your person doesn't win, let's not be cunts about it, you know? Let's just say...
Like
hopefully everything was legit and everything was above board and went how it should, and we got to live with the results.
Don't bring your gun to a Trump rally.
No, don't bring your gun.
Even though I know most people who are going to Trump rallies do have guns.
At home. Leave it at home, you guys. But let's just get past this and be done with it. You know,
you think there'll be fights in bars?
Too much. No, I think it's gonna die down pretty quick. I think
people tomorrow. I feel like tomorrow it'll be like, all right, voting's over, and everyone's like, pins and needles.
I feel like the Hillary people would be more pissed if they lost. I honestly do. I feel like they're more violent and they're more aggressive. And I don't think. And again, like I said, I don't think they're gonna lose now. So I don't think it's gonna. Trump people are gonna be a little bitter. They're like, fucking bitch, she's gonna ruin this damn country, and then they're gonna drink the rest of their beer and go.
What home. Do you think happens to all that stuff?
And drive home drunk.
Make America Great hats, and then all the
send them to Africa.
Oh, for the losing Super Bowl team.
Yeah, exactly. Your team lost. Fucking deal with it, Trump. All right, get something for him. At least do some charity work.
I am a Nigerian prince, and I have my Trump Pence shirt that I got from 2016 election.
Just picture Trump says greatest jobs president in history.
on a Kenyan.
Some super dark skinny Kenyan kid.
You know, he just wants to be warm. He doesn't care what it says.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't we all? God. Don't we all just want to feel warm?
I did want one of those Seahawks Super Bowl shirts before they sent them over.
Oh God! All right, you're gonna take this to a bad place.
No, so. You guys won. So
no, I know we barely pulled it off tonight. But let's wrap this thing up. Some final predictions for the election here, Marcus. Since this is our election, even though it's probably already gonna be.
I got Dallas in the NFC, uh-huh. And then I have. I still have my Jets getting to the Super Bowl for the AFC.
Whew.
But that's the underdog.
Yeah,
thanks. I think the Raiders can take it, so it'll be Raiders and the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's my election.
Okay. Yeah, Raiders, I know. They're looking pretty solid.
Yeah, I have the Raiders as Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Hillary as the Cowboys, and I have the Cowboys taking it.
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody's happy about it.
34-27.
Yeah,
last second Hail Mary. And the Raiders have another accusation clause after, and they moved to Nevada,
the most contended state in the entire election.
And they moved to Nevada. Yep.
Oh God!
What's your prediction?
I already got him out there. I mean, like I said,
I was talking about football, man.
Oh, football. I think
we're halfway through the season, right?
I think you're right, man. I'm actually pretty in line with everything you said there. I think the Raiders are actually looking pretty good. They beat the Broncos yesterday.
That was weird.
I think it's the Cowboys. They've been shitty for so long with Romo.
I can't think of anybody else in the NFC.
And I think those are good analogies for the political scene too, you know?
Yeah.
But I say Hillary wins it, and two main orders of business for her are passing TPP and starting a fight with somebody new.
Yeah.
And nothing good happens from her presidency. Nothing gets better at all. I've been asking Hillary supporters about this, actually.
Right.
Like, what gets better in a Hillary presidency? Like, yeah, it's a good, great question. Gets better. I mean, women's rights. You know, women's rights will be great.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. And that's the thing.
Like,
nothing's going to get better.
What's she going to do?
Nothing's going to get better. The same bullshit that's been happening.
Like, she's going to be like, all right, so I'm going to fix the wage gap so more women are going to be applying for construction jobs and dangerous jobs. Dangerous jobs where it's mostly men, and I feel like that's not fair, and it'll fix the wage gap. We're going to stop letting people have babies if they're female, so they take less time off. And this is how she fixes the wage gap, because she's Hillary. Yeah. I don't know what she does. I don't know. No. I don't know what she'll do.
We will see. Indeed, you guys. And we will see. It's going to be an interesting week, and it's going to be an interesting rest of the year. But I said, guys, don't be cunts, okay? Just be nice to each other, and if we don't be assholes, then we can avoid a lot of bedlam and mayhem, which I think everybody wants at this point. So,
fine.
But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of An Earful in the Emerald City. Like we've said, maybe one of the last ones before the rains down.
There might be like three more after this. And then
that's true. Actually, we might get a couple in.
Russians come. We have to learn how to speak Russian. in the Emerald City, comrade.
Oh, God, it's going to be great. No, thank you guys for listening. Get out there and vote, you guys. You know, get out there and vote. Express your mind. Vote for whoever you think is the best candidate, you guys, okay?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to vote for a third party.
No one knows anyway.
So what, your guy might not get 10% of the electorate. We got to start working towards this, all right? And let's change the system a little bit here, because we all know it's kind of a piece of shit, and nobody's clearly happy with it. You know, people are the most vicious I've ever seen them in a while. You know,
they're a little
so
they're not in my timeline. They're actually okay now.
No, yeah, it's cooled down actually now that we've got to crunch time, but and it will all cool down if we just relax. But thank you guys again. Reach out to us if you could. Maybe some predictions you guys got for the Hillary presidency, because I think the stock, like I said, stock market said that's going to happen.
Yeah.
At an earful in eCity on Twitter. And feel free to email us with your ideas, thoughts, whatever you got, guys. We'll take whatever you got at emeraldcitypodcast@gmail.com. You guys, I've been working on a best of year one episode, so I'm gonna add a little bit more to that. We're gonna do some posts here on that, but that should be coming out too. And then we're probably gonna take a week off here at some point, you guys, because my anxiety levels have just been through the roof.
You kind of look like weeks. Obama after it's 8 years in the Oval Office.
I haven't had to put one person to death. Okay, I haven't had to send one person exiled.
You should be so lucky.
I know, and it's still making me crazy. So I'll probably take a week off, you know, just to fucking gather our minds and put this all shit together. But we're gonna stay at it, guys. So thank you for joining us again. Earful in Emerald City episode, I believe we're 54 here now. 54. So working on year two, but. Thank you guys for joining us. This is Slim here for myself and Mr. Marcus Netters, my sidekick. Appreciate you guys joining us. Get out there and vote, and we will talk to you guys pretty soon. Thank you.
Salute.